Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 18. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Unfriendly people care only about themselves. They lash out at common sense. Fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions. Doing wrong leads to disgrace, and scandalous behavior brings contempt. Wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. It is not right to acquit the guilty or deny justice to the innocent. Fools' words get them into constant quarrels. They are asking for a beating. The mouths of fools are their ruin. They trap themselves with their lips. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. The rich think of their wealth as a strong defense. They imagine it to be a high wall of safety. Haughtiness goes before destruction. Humility precedes honor. Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. The human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit? Intelligent people are always ready to learn. Their ears are open for knowledge. Giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. The first to speak in court sounds right, until the cross-examination begins. Flipping a coin can end arguments. It settles disputes between powerful opponents. An offended friend is harder to win back than a fortified city. Arguments separate friends like a gate locked with bars. Wise words satisfy like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The man who finds a wife finds a treasure, and he receives favor from the Lord. The poor plead for mercy. The rich answer with insults. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. Once again, that was Proverbs 18 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Within the book of Proverbs, God offers us simple choices to live a great life: follow the Lord, work hard, be loyal, and live justly. Yet, making the simple, wise choice does not necessarily prevent hardship. Maybe we've even been mad at God when we've acted in wisdom and still faced hardship. Wisdom teaches us that pain is part of life. It is not shrugged off or carelessly dismissed. Wise people acknowledge pain, talk to God about pain, listen for his answer, and live in the hope of his promises. However, too much pain can easily tip healthy emotions to bitterness or hopelessness. But God wastes nothing. Through pain, God can reveal himself as our strong fortress, from what we just read in verse 10. He can also use our pain as preparation to help others as they navigate challenging circumstances. Quote, "There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother," end quote from verse 24. You can be that friend to someone needing encouragement. Choose God simple. But don't expect that simple choice to equate to a life without pain. God is our shield, fortress, and friend. We can go to him with our pain. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you choose the way of wisdom, even when you are hurting? How have you seen a connection between your struggle and your opportunity to encourage someone else going through a similar experience? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.